This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. The show is about you. It's about your health and your life. If you're listening right now in the Nashville area on AM 1510 WLAC, excited that you're with us, that you popped in and joined in with us. We're going to kick it off and go with Fran. Fran, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help?
I've been troubled with tinnitus for about 15 or 16 years and have been to several doctors, and everyone tells me there's nothing they can do. Is this true?
Well, it just depends. It depends on if there's damage done over the years through listening to, you know, like working with machinery or loud music, or it just depends, because the ears can be damaged and it can be permanent, or many times tinnitus can be caused by a nutritional deficiency. And if that's the case, then you correct the deficiency and typically you can resolve the matter. So did they say it was damaged? Did they kind of do some investigating to see exactly what's been going on?
No, they never looked into it any further, but I never listened to loud music, never had worked with machinery, so they don't seem to know what's causing it. Unfortunately, I don't have any hearing loss.
So it's just kind of a humming or a buzzing noise?
It's ringing in my head just about all the time. And I really can say I'm used to it, but I hate it. So I just wonder if there's any medication you can suggest.
I don't really suggest any medication for that. You'll have to talk with your doctor about that. But I can tell you that we know just through some research that there are certain deficiencies that can happen with tinnitus. Okay, I can tell you what those are. Typically, it's a manganese deficiency. Manganese, of course, being a mineral, fairly easy to get and go to your health food store. It's found in nuts and seeds. So depending on how your diet's been for a long period of time, that may be a factor. It could be deficient slightly, could be enough to be causing a deficiency, so it might be something worth looking into. But either one of those are probably your two options. And that's for more of a, that's not standard medicine, just so you know. That is more on the alternative side. And, you know, things like naturopathic medicine and that sort of thing, they kind of look at it from those perspectives. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Again, it's not perfect science, but they have looked at it over the years. You might want to take a peek at it. But again, traditional medicine will say that once you have tinnitus, typically it's permanent and there's no real help for that. And, you know, there's, in the alternative world, in the natural-based world, there's typically some answers that you can look into. So I hope that's helpful. Always let me know how it goes. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go online and send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And if not, that's okay. We can answer in private if you need to. And our wellness provider network, healthcare providers in your area that will coach you along in nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Robert, you're next with us on the show. My friend, how can I help?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I am living well. What's
that? Excellent. Okay, I wanted to tell you a story outside of what I have. I have a juvenile diabetes myself, okay, with optic nerve atrophy, and it's just a situation in life that I've had to deal with. But I found out in the year 2000, I was contacted that, and let me start by telling you this quick story. There's a graveyard down in a place called Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a military graveyard where there's a bunch of dead children.
Okay.
There were toxins in the waterway down at Lejeune from the years of 55 to 87. They said over a million Marines could have been affected. I was born there in 79 and ended up with optic nerve atrophy and juvenile diabetes. Senator Burr has a bill passing right now. And I just wanted to try and get this out in the air, sir.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about this. At Camp Lejeune, give me a little recap of this again. I'm a little confused on what you're asking me.
Well, I just have an optic nerve atrophy and a juvenile diabetes that can't be helped any more than...
They're saying, well, wait a minute, that's where I'm stuck. So they're telling you that it can't be helped at all?
Well, right now, right.
Okay, why are they saying that?
Well, through the medicines that I can afford.
Okay, I got it.
And the Marine Corps has had a claim of mine now for 12 years. And they haven't got back with me. I'm not military. I'm military family, which I think that is even more than military.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Considering I was born there and then taken care of there through their toxins and poisons. It was the worst contaminated site in the United States history of the military.
Wow.
And I'm the closest thing to a Ninja Turtle that I know of, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I know what you mean. Well, with the optic nerve being an issue, there's certain things that I can tell you from more of a natural perspective that are helpful. And the medicines that they have you on, I mean, obviously you want to stick with that. And when you can afford different ones, it might be better. And I'm sure they're giving you the best care that's available for them to give you. But from a natural perspective, any kind of neuritis, no matter what it is, remember it's a nerve that's irritated or inflamed. Itis means inflammation. And so the optic nerve, and that goes along with diabetes. So when you're dealing with diabetes and there's a blood sugar instability in the body, then it begins to tear down these mechanisms. That's kind of a natural part of what happens with the body. So with optic neuritis, we know that omega-3s are really good. So your fish oils have been very helpful to cut down inflammation, and they're neuroprotective. So that's one piece that is known to be helpful from more of a natural perspective. And these things might be a little bit more inexpensive for you at your health food stores and that kind of thing. So there's some options. And make sure your doctors know that you're taking all this stuff. So you might want to do some research on that. Fish oil, vitamin D has some really good research on it. Okay. Also, believe it or not, the coating that's around the nerves is called myelin. It's called a myelin sheath. And the coating that's around these nerves actually created by galactose, which is a milk sugar. And the best form of galactose for the body that we can handle and absorb comes from goat's milk. Now, I'm a big fan of raw milk, whether it's raw cow's milk, raw goat's milk. It's tough to get because there's a lot of regulations around it. And you might want to find a local farmer. You can do a co-op where you can buy part of a cow or a goat, and they've got programs to work that out. But it's really, really good stuff. Obviously hasn't been tampered with. And it's with goat's milk, it's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And so that's why babies do real well on it. But you might want to look into that, just because with the galactose milk sugar, it can be neuroprotective. That can help out a lot of times. With the juvenile diabetes, your diet is important. No matter what, it doesn't matter, even if you're insulin dependent, what you are. But it's all about giving the body what it needs from a preventative side so that it doesn't break down either at a rapid pace or you can slow the pace down. And your diet is a key. And so if funds are limited, you can still eat well. It's just about making better choices. So I would encourage you to start working on a diet, an anti-inflammatory diet, and you can probably find that there in my book, Empowering Your Health.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is, understand this. If the body can get sick many times, it can get well. You don't have to be stuck. So don't feel like you can't ever change from where you are. I mean, given a diagnosis you're not real fired up about, it's okay. Because there's ways to undo that. Remember, your lifestyle choices are about two-thirds of what happens to you. It's about one-third genetics, two-thirds lifestyle choices. And that can be anything from a toxic environment to poor choices, the way you eat, whatever it is. So if you're dealing with thyroid issues or high blood pressure, whatever, there's some genetics involved. But remember, your lifestyle choices can change. And if that's what got you into the boat that you're in right now, then coming up with a good common sense plan can take you to the next level with your health and with your life. And that's what this show's about giving you options, about teaching you from where you are right now to where you need to be. And that's the big deal. Oscar in Tulsa, Oklahoma writes, if I'm trying to lose body fat, should I be staying away from all fats in my diet? Absolutely not. Fat does not make you fat. It's a big misnomer. Now, if you eat a bunch of fat and you eat a ton of carbohydrates at the same time, it can make you fat because what carbohydrates do, they store. So if they raise blood sugar, which that's when you eat carbohydrates and it raises your blood sugar, that's what happens, then insulin is secreted from the pancreas. It's a hormone, okay, without getting too technical, but it's secreted, and what it does, it causes whatever's in the bloodstream to store. So if you got a lot of fat floating around the bloodstream as well, it's going to store it. So you got to be really, really careful. However, if you eat mostly fruits and vegetables, there's hardly any, with certain kind of fruits, apples, oranges, berries, there's not a lot of blood sugar spikes, it doesn't have a lot of insulin, so the storage capacity is not as big. And if you eat a protein with a fat, with a carbohydrate, it slows it down even more. So the chances of that happening and getting you where you need to be, pretty high, and that's probably or typically what's recommended. And so understand that. So if you're wanting to lose fat, you want to keep your carbohydrates moderate and definitely use fruits and vegetables more than anything. And then also make sure that you're getting plenty of protein and your fats, all the good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all your nuts except peanuts, avocados, your fish oils, all of these sorts of things, they're great. Olive oil, all of it. But again, usually about 25% of your overall diet calories should be in fat, okay? And that's really, because remember, fats control your hormones. Your hormones are produced from fat. So it matters, the ratios and the kind of foods that you put in your body. It makes a big difference for your overall health and makes a big difference on how well you drop body fat, too. Make a huge difference. So if you go on the low-fat diet and you really want to drop a lot of body fat, it's not going to work as well. Matter of fact, certain areas of your body will stop working as well as they used to, namely your hormones. Do you remember the old guys in some of the old movies? If you're a certain age bracket, you'll remember Cheech and Chong. Well, Tommy Chong, now they were the guys that had, they were all these comedies, and it was all centered around smoking pot or marijuana. Well, it was just announced that Tommy Chong has prostate cancer. Through CNN, he's a comedian, and of course, they're saying that he treats his prostate cancer with hemp oil. The 74-year-old member of Cheech and Chong comedy duo told CNN the first noticed symptoms about 8 years ago while in prison for selling drug paraphernalia and was diagnosed about a month ago. Chong, who revealed his condition during an interview about his support for decriminalizing marijuana use and sales, said that his cancer is a slow stage one that he's had for a long time. He told CNN that he ingests the hemp oil at night so it won't be woozy all day. He says he's had great results with hemp oil
And he quit smoking marijuana about a year ago for health reasons. So there you have it. Not a whole lot of comment on it, but just, I mean, obviously, there's a lot we could do with that. I mean, the legalizing of marijuana and all that that's going on right now, which if you have your basically your pot card, which is going on in a lot of states out west, has drawn a lot of attention. And there's certain advocates for it, certain advocates against it, obviously. You know, I've got varied opinions on how that is. I've been around it, did a lot of medical training around it, and saw people with the cards, and it's pretty amazing. You know, I'm not totally knocking it. There are some purposes for it that I know have been very helpful, glaucoma being one of them. I just think it sets a different stage for young people, and that's my biggest concern, really, is that. But anyway, a guy like Tommy Chong, who built his career around smoking pot and it being funny in the movies and all back in the 80s, which is really, really popular, we wish him all the best in his, I guess you want to call it a challenge. I like to call them health challenges. With prostate cancer, the good thing is they are very slow growing for the most part. And if treatment's rendered effectively, which he's going against kind of, you know, traditional medical care, but hemp oil has some potential with it, you know, there can be some real positive results as well. Quote for the day, Benjamin Franklin, energy and persistence will conquer all things. And I have to say, I agree with that very much. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, we're going to go to Sarah now. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
What I was wanting to know is I've been on Neurontin for a while, and for neuropathy, which I guess the doctor said I've had neuropathy, the nerve damage, but I have the nerve damage in part of my back, too. And it really hasn't been doing any good, so I think he's getting ready to put me on Lyrica, and I've heard so many side effects about Lyrica, but he upped my Neurontin, and now that he's upped my Neurontin to 600 three times a day, I'm having this burning and tingling all over my head, and my hair seems to be getting bald on top. Could that be from the Neurontin?
It's possible, because there are some side effects similar to that, very rare. So the Neurontin you've been on fairly recently, have you told your doctor about these symptoms?
I called him and told him that I couldn't take the 600 milligrams, so he took me back down to 300, and then I'd see him on the 18th. But he said if this didn't work out, I might have to go to Lyrica. But I've heard so many bad things about Lyrica. I just want to know your opinion about Lyrica. And
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go into this commercial break, and we'll talk about neuropathies and what are the causes of them. There's some nutritional deficiencies that are involved with that as well. Don't want to get in the way of the medicine that your doctor's taking or has you on, but maybe able to talk about some options in protecting the body while you're going through the treatment. So we'll get into that when we come out of this commercial break. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I watched those senators on the Democrat side, and I thought it was a disgrace, and partially because I know them. I know them too well, and you know what? They are not angels.
President Trump goes after Senate Democrats who he believes are hypocrites. The president's comments as he takes questions from reporters in Washington, D.C. about the status of the Brett Kavanaugh investigation.
I want it to be comprehensive. I actually think it's a good thing for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly.
Trump also mentioning Connecticut Senator Democrat Richard Blumenthal, who lied about serving in Vietnam.
He lied about Vietnam. He didn't just say, hey, I went to Vietnam. No, no. For 15 years, he said he was a war hero. He fought in Da Nang province. We call him Da Nang Richard. Da Nang. That's his nickname. Da Nang. He never went to Vietnam.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Understand this. The body is pretty amazing. It can change, but you have to be willing to change. It can get well, but at the end of the day, you've got to make better lifestyle choices. That's what it's all about. And we were talking about that, believe it or not, just a minute ago. And we're talking with Sarah about neuropathy. Now, Sarah, you've been taking Lyrica for a period of time, and now you're saying you have some really interesting side effects, not really sure what's going on. And have you talked to your doctor about these side effects and mentioned them to him or her?
No, I said I had been taking Neurontin for quite a while, and I'm afraid I might have to go to Lyrica. I hadn't tried Lyrica
yet. Oh, you're taking Neurontin. Okay. All right, you haven't started.
But Neurontin, I've been on for a while, but, you know, I've had somebody tell me I had neuropathy, and now I've got one saying I have a damaged nerve in my back, and it's going down sciatic in my leg, and I have burning spells in my legs, or maybe different places in my body I'll have some burning. So I'm not really sure, and I'm not a medicine taker. And this Neurontin that he put me on, like 600 milligrams, I don't like the feeling that I've been getting from my head and all that. And now I might have to go on Lyrica, so I just do not be on nothing. But I can't find a straight answer from anybody what I might really have, to be honest with you. I know I had so a shingle virus.
The day so had, well, yeah, the herpes.
That I had a shingle virus. I know they are a while back.
So the herpes zoster virus, so they really haven't diagnosed you officially yet? Is that right?
Well, I've had a doctor say I had neuropathy, but this doctor, I don't know what he seems to think. I haven't been going to him but 2 weeks, so he got me in water aerobics right now, and then he may have to give me shots in my back. If that doesn't work, he said he might put me on Lyrica, so I'm not really sure, you know.
Is the neuropathy on both sides?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And I'm having trouble with my hip, both of my hips. It's driving me crazy. Mm-hmm.
Have you been to see anyone besides your primary care?
Well, I had a urologist.
The neurologist, yeah.
I'm a neurologist. And I made the comment to him that, you know, I've been kind of about a year, and I've been taking Neurontin for that long, and I really hadn't felt any different than I did when I first started coming. And I said it real nicely, and he got upset, and he sort of dismissed me and said he was sorry about that. And I said, well, I just feel like that. And I was going to say, is there anything else I could do or anything else I could take? But he didn't give me time to say that. He just said, well, you need two more eyes to look at you then. And so I think he was insulted, but I didn't say it like that. So I really don't have a neurologist right now. So I have I've been sent to a pain management. And see, I know pain management might give you a lot of medicine. And I'm worried about that because I'm not a medicine taker. So I feel like I need another neurologist, and I'm not sure what to do.
Well, you're in a lot of pain, but what kind of lifestyle choices have you made? Sarah, have you made any new, like have you changed your diet? Have you started exercising? Have you made any changes along those lines?
Well, I exercise, and I do eat right, but I don't.
What does that mean?
Since I've been retired, I don't do a whole lot since I retired. I have been having this trouble for quite a while. I don't really feel like doing a lot.
Okay. Well, usually with chronic pain, it's kind of like one of those deals where if you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing. So if you've been kind of more sedentary, haven't been exercising as much, and you say you eat well, so tell me what a typical day looks like for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll tell you if you're eating well or not when you're dealing with chronic pain.
I eat some whole grain cereal with almonds in it.
Okay.
I may eat a piece of toast, and for lunch I may have some cantaloupe and cottage cheese and applesauce. And for supper, I may have had baked chicken and macaroni and cheese and some green beans and things like that is what I usually cook. You know, I usually have 3 meals a day.
Well, I would maybe recommend meeting up with like a registered dietitian or maybe a nutritionist at some level. And let me tell you why. You need a good game plan. And when you're dealing with chronic pain, one of the first things you always want to look at with someone, regardless, number one with chronic pain, a big one at any level, neuropathy, and the reality is the nervous system can be affected, and you might want to consider meeting with someone like an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician and let them look at it from a non-surgical approach and see if there's anything from a structural perspective that might be going on that might be causing some of those issues. That's at least a consultation that you can have to meet with some folks and see exactly what's going on. Now, the other one's a registered dietitian, a nutritionist, somebody that really knows their stuff when it comes to what to eat. Here's why. Not that your eating is bad, because it's not horrible, but it's not great, okay? And when you're eating grains, which you are, you can add to a lot of the chronic pain type issues. So neuropathy, gluten, can be a stimulant or an effector for any type of neuropathy pain, which you are having right now. So that's just something to think about and something to kind of put in the back of your mind. You might want to get some people around you, some other experts that you can bounce some ideas off of, and maybe they can help you come up with a game plan. Now that you don't have a neurologist, you might want to find another to have on your team, but at least you can get some other people around on your team. You follow me? So maybe you can have some more minds working together, coming up with a good game plan and coming up with a way to really kind of take you to the next level. And so you don't feel stuck. Now that you're retired, you have time. So if you have time, you have time to cook better food, right? To plan better, to come up with a new game plan, to exercise every single day. I mean, hey, if you're retired, there's time. So if you don't do those things, then it's kind of like shame on you. Now you have time. So let's go make it happen. Your body is in a place where it's beginning to break down. Okay? And so you don't you break down with it. So you step back and say, okay, what can I do? I can start exercising every day. I can get committed. I can start eating better, better than I ever have before, because now is the time for me to step up. Now is the time for me to go to the next level. That's the way you ought to be thinking in your mind, is you want to thrive. You don't want to just barely make it anymore. And that's where your body could be headed, possibly. And so you want to take it to the next level. So that's something to think about. Okay. A big piece of this is with nutrition. It is. But also you've got your nervous system, because it is neuropathy. So there's nerves related. And there's a lot of things you can do with neuropathies. Vitamin B5 is really good. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine or pyridoxamine has been known. All the standard medical texts talk about pyridoxamine or vitamin B6 as being helpful for neuropathy. So it could be a B6 deficiency at some level in your body. Don't know, just throwing it out there. It's in the research. You might want to check into it. And also your omega-3 fats, your vitamin D, all those are important when it comes down to neuropathy. So if you haven't had blood tests done with your doctor, you can go to your primary care for this one. Haven't had blood tests done, might want to check it out. Or, you know, again, we've got wellness providers, folks and coaches that are around that can help too. So regardless, understand that you just need some people around you to help you come up with a good game plan. Because a lot of people come to me and they say, oh, tell me what to take. But it's more than that. When you're dealing with neuropathy, and even the neurologist that you're dealing with is kind of just saying, well, this is all we can do. I mean, then there has to be more evaluation done, and there has to be a game plan to come up with for you. That's my thought. If it was me and my hips and my body, that's what I would be doing. And again, you want to take things from, my approach is always going to come from the medical approach, and it's also going to come from the alternative or natural approach too. I'll blend the two together and tell you what's good on both sides. That's the beauty of what we do here on the show. And then again, it comes down to you making a good choice for you. Lifestyle choices are everything. And remember, all this stuff, the neuropathy and everything, didn't just come out of nowhere. Didn't just show up out of nowhere. Okay? It's from lifestyle choices that you've made over the time, which no one's mad at you for it. You didn't know any better. You're just kind of doing your thing. But over time, that builds. And we really want to see you be able to go to the next level. Because you deserve it. You really do. Okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Becky now. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the show. Hello, yes. Becky. Are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I sure can now. How can I help?
My son, about 3 months ago, just as far as this, and I just feel like the clock's ticking, and it's just worrying me about what I should be doing at the moment.
Well, don't let it worry you. I mean, if he's got hepatitis C, he's got the virus. So a virus is there. It's there. You can't, I mean, with a virus, it either goes dormant or it's active. And there are treatments that are available that they use, and they're very effective. And sometimes the virus itself can go dormant, and it's just hanging out. It's in his body, but it's not doing anything. So from a natural perspective, I mean, obviously you would want to come up with a good, I'm a big fan of always coming up with a good eating plan so the immune system stays strong and the body gets everything that it needs. But just eating is, you know, eating a certain way and taking supplements is not going to get rid of the herpes. The hepatitis C virus. It's just not going to just get rid of it. It's about coming up with a game plan to give his body something to maintain and to fight, if you will. But don't let it worry you. I mean, there's a lot of good prognosis with hep C. And even though he made a poor decision, we all do in life. And, you know, he can rise above it. And I know you're mom, and I know you're worried, and I know you care, and you know, he's your little boy. But just know that things like L-arginine, their amino acids, they can make it worse. Supplements like L-lysine can make things better because it helps keep a virus more on the dormant side. And there's certain foods to avoid, chocolate being one of them, almonds being one of them, to be clear, because that will stimulate viral activity. But I would go with what his doctor has him laid out on at this point. Get him on a good, solid, foundational plan for an eating plan, because at 24, you're not really thinking about eating healthy. And maybe your encouragement in that realm could build the immune system, strengthen him, give him a new way of looking at things, and that way you can empower his health and get him started on the right game plan. But don't worry. Just continue to be his biggest cheerleader. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And remember, whatever you're focused on is many times what you'll become. So if you're focused on all the negative stuff in your life, maybe how you got a bad diagnosis or you're 30 pounds overweight and you keep telling yourself this stuff in your mind, I'm never going to lose the weight. You know, I got diagnosed with this. My grandma had it. I guess it's my time to have it. You got to change the way you think. Change the way you think, you will change the way that you live. And if I could get that across to you and got nothing else across, then that would be it. Because your thinking will determine your life so many times. Do we have to deal with genetics and environmental factors? And can our body change at a blink of an eye? Yes. But is two-thirds of it up to us? Yes, it is. And believe it or not, there are things coming right around the corner for our genetics where we're able to even shift in the genetic line. And I will update you on that as we go along. But it is absolutely amazing what's coming around. So much lies in our hands when it comes to our health. It's actually pretty powerful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Dwayne now. Hi, Dwayne.
I'm a 62-year-old white male that retired from the military in 1994. And when I retired from the military, I weighed 225 pounds. Okay. And since that time, I've picked up about 50 pounds. And I've been seeing the same primary care provider for about the last 17 years. And he wasn't pushing me on my weight, but I finally had a serious discussion with him. And basically he said, well, you've been gaining 3 pounds a year since your military retirement. And he said, if you keep that up, you know, it's not good.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, you've got to come up with, Dwayne, you got to make a decision that you want to get well, really. And if you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking to kind of reshape your body or get it where it needs to be, it's going to, number one, start with a decision, because it's a road and it's not an easy road. It's just a road that you have to walk, and there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad days. And I always tell people there's secrets to lose weight. I mean, we could talk about, the super supplements that will cause you to burn the belly fat and the body fat. That's easy. Conjugated linoleic acid, you're looking at 6,000 milligrams a day is what they did in the studies. You want to talk about green tea extract, which will cut down on cortisol, which will cut down on the belly fat, guaranteed, proven through the studies. I mean, there are all kinds of supplements that can work, but nothing will work until your mindset gets right. So you change the way your mindset is, and that really is one of the biggest keys for this whole process. So you look at that, you change your overall mindset, and that's where everything begins to shift. So that's first and foremost. Exercise, I always am a big fan of about 5 days a week. You do need a couple of days, I think, of rest. Even 6 days can be a little too much for some people. So resting is as important as the exercise itself, because it allows hormones to settle down, cortisol to settle down, and allows your body to really get in that recovery mode, which you need. So make sure to do that. So exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Include weight training. Weight training is vital for this whole process. And so I would just make sure that you do that. And, you know, again, your diet's a big piece. Your diet is a big, big piece. And if you haven't made any changes in your diet at all, then you might want to think about that, because that's going to be your foundation. And it's pretty simple. The anti-inflammatory diet, of course, is what I'm a big endorser of. Why? Because it's in my book. And because I really believe that there's balance. And then we've always got high fat, low fat, high carb, low carb, high protein, low protein. There's all these diets out there, right? Eat for your blood type, and I'm not knocking any of them, because some of them have some really good science behind them, and they have some really good studies behind them. I'm a big balance guy. I think the body always looks to be in balance. It wants it. It looks for it. And when you create, I guess, ways to give it that, then it makes an enormous difference in your overall health and how it can really go to the next level. But, again, it's something that you have to do. You have to go in and make those choices. And the foods can be pretty easy. You just have to understand what they are, how to apply them to your life, and then you can go to that next level. So just a couple of items on the list that I would look into. But for weight loss, it's about coming up with a game plan. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day, minimum. So if you weigh 150 pounds, 75 ounces of water every single day. Not tough. Sounds like it is. Sounds like you'll be peeing like a racehorse, but it's not that bad. And your body thrives on it. It needs the fluids and it needs the liquids to really go to the next level with weight loss, because the more dehydrated you are, the more of the mechanisms slow down in the body, and your body can't burn body fat. It doesn't run like the machine that it needs to be. So by trimming it down and you know, giving your body what it needs, coming up with a good solid game plan, one of the best things you can do for weight loss. Hope that helps. Diabetes is rising, we now know, among U.S. kids. I mean, the in 2010, was one out of three of our young people will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes after the age of 11. Now, that's unbelievable. It really is. They're saying it's increasing even more at an alarming rate with children right now. And the jumps are more than 20% since 2001 for the type 2 diabetes disease, which is linked to excessive weight and sedentary lifestyles. And type 1 is an autoimmune disease. It's on the rise as well. Both types of diabetes are increasing, said Dr. Dana Diabla, who's an associate dean for faculty affairs at the University of Colorado School of Public Health. And for type 2, we have some clues to why it's increasing, but for type 1, we still need a better understanding of the triggers for the disease. So just something to think about. Right now, it's on the rise. And I think that parents, we have to step up and help our kids. And maybe if you don't have the best lifestyle, you need to change some things, because your kids are watching you. And you're the best example for them, the way they eat, exercise, and their overall lifestyle. They're not going to learn it from anyone else. So that's where I think we need to make the change. Then we can impact our kids greater than ever. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.